We continue our learning with Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Rishon Nechem Yaakov B'Pirchos Eliyahu. We are in Kiddushin Perek Dalin Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah is a continuation of the Sefer of the end of the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda had said at the end of the previous Mishnah, Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Chalal Zachar. We remind ourselves what Rabbi Yehuda had said. He said that a daughter that's born from a Ger Zachar, a male convert, even if the woman is a Yisraelis, is treated like a bas cholol zachar, is treated the same as a daughter who's born from a male cholol, who's psula from kahuna. And that's because the pasuk in the Cheskel Mem Dalid compared almana and grusha to ki'im bisulos mizera beis Yisrael. And therefore, you have to have, if the zera is not from Yisrael, but rather it's from a ger, so that's going to be to have the same status and be psula the kahuna. That's though where it is a bas. That's where the daughter is from a cholol zachar, and let's say Yisraelis and a Yisraelis woman. But a daughter that comes from the Gioris, where the woman is the Gioris and the male is the Yisrael, that's ksher l'kahuna, because that's the same thing as the daughter of a chalala from Yisrael. The same way the daughter of a chalala from Yisrael, we said it's ksher l'kahuna, just it's where the chalala is a zachar, it's a problem. So the same thing where the Gioris is the female, the ger is the female, and the male is the Yisrael, so that's okay, that offspring will be ksher l'kahuna. So we'll see that the Tanoim argue on Rabbi Yehuda regarding the bas ger zachar, the daughter from a male ger. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael shenasa giores, Av Yisrael, here's the male Yisrael, who married a gioris, bito ksher l'kahuna. So that is the same as Rabbi Yehuda, but the ger shenasa bas Yisrael, where it's a you have a ger and marries a bas Yisrael, bito that door is also ksher l'kahuna, which means according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, either way, as long as there is someone who's a Yisrael, it could be the male is a Yisrael or the woman is a Yisraelis, doesn't matter that the other parent is a ger or gioras, it's not a problem. Why? Because when it says in Yecheskel Mem Dalid ki im bisulos mizera base Israel, we need Zera. It has to be the seed of Israel, which excludes a ger. Rabbi Ezra learns Mizera. Mizera means Afilu Mixas Zera, even if a part of the Zera, which means if there's a partial Zera Yisrael in that union, either the mother or the father, then the child, the daughter, will be ksher l'kahuna. Aval, says Rabbi Ezra Yaakov, ger shenasa giores, but if both parents are a ger, are converts, then bito psula l'kahuna, because a daughter who's now born here, we have the daughter that's born from this union cannot marry a kohen, because there's no zera beis Yisrael. There's not even mi zera beis Yisrael, where it's a ger marrying a gioris. That is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Echad ger v'echad avadim mishuchrarim afilu ad asara doros. This applies whether it's a ger or an evit kanani who was emancipated. Remember the ger and the evit kanani mishuchra on the same list at the beginning of the fourth perek, and that's true up until 10 generations. Even further, the daughters are psulos to marry a Kohen Acha Tehe Imam Yisrael, until the mother of the son who's a ger or the son who's a Ben HaMashukhrar is Mi Yisrael. Means the mother has to be from Yisrael. What this means is if the wife of a ger was a Yisraelis, so he's a ger, but she's a Yisraelis, so then their son is going to have her status, is going to be Jewish and not have the defect of gerus, and therefore the daughter of that son is going to be permitted to marry Cohen. Now the same thing would be true, let's say, if you have someone whose father was of Jewish descent and whose mother was a gerus. The same thing would be true where we assume the daughter would be mutter to kuna, because the father is considered that primary parent with respect to the lineage. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Av Ger Shenasa Gioris, Bito Kshera Lekuhuna. So Rabbi Yossi says he learns that even if you have a ger that marries a Gioras, the daughter's Kshera Lekuhuna. Against, this is a very lenient opinion, against the opinion of Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov, and certainly against Rabbi Huda's opinion from the previous Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yossi learns when it says Mizera Beis Israel, it means Kishen Nizru Be Israel, which means that the woman became pregnant by Kedusha. She was already Jewish. Well, a Gioras is Jewish, and so that's not a problem. She's so a ger marrying a Gioras, those children are also, that daughter will be Ksheru LeKuhuna. Now, the halacha is in the Gemara that a Kohen who comes to Beis Din to ask, can I, you know, what's the halacha over here? So the Chatzchila, we tell him to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that he shouldn't marry the daughter of a ger and a Gioras, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had said. But b'di'evit, if he did marry the daughter of a ger and a Gioras, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi that we don't obligate him to divorce her. The children are ksherim, and even to be kohanim gedolim. Why? As Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, since Horasa Veledasa Hayubi Kedusha, since she became pregnant, she conceived and gave birth when she was a Gioras, she's already with Kedusha, she's already a Gioras, but now Jewish. So therefore, the child is going to be Bidiyevet, will be Kasher LeKuhuna. A Perek Dalin Mishnah Ches HaOmer, Binizem Mamzer. We're speaking about it. What's the Ne'amonis that a person has to disqualify his son? So he says like this, I'm telling you that my son is a Mamzer. This is my son, but he's a mamzer. He was born from an erva. Ain't no nam on the Mishnah says. Why? Because he's considered a relative regarding his son with respect to Eidus. He's also a relative in general. And we say a person we know, a Karov, obviously cannot testify, and this is considered testimony. That's all one explanation. And some say because Ain Adam Meisim Atzma Rasha, a person can't turn himself into a Rasha. You're not believed to make yourself into a Rasha. And by saying that your child is a mamzer, you're saying that you did not. You live with someone who is, let's say, an Isser Kares. Even if the husband and wife say that the child that they're pregnant with, that she's pregnant with, is a mamzer, and what is she saying? She's saying, I didn't become, meaning the Baal says, along with the wife, this is from a different man. She became me'uber, she became pregnant from another husband, for another man. And even though the woman knows, she knows for certain who that man is. And even if they're testifying they're testifying by the fetus, and the fetus doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, so you'll say all of these reasons should be reason enough for them to be believed to say that this fetus is a mamzer. Nonetheless, einam nemanu, they're not believed. Why? Because they're making themselves into Rishoyim, or they're considered a Karov with respect to this child, and therefore they can't testify on its behalf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'emanim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees both with this Sefer and the Reisha. He believes that the fathers believed and the parents are believed. Either way, a father is believed to say Benizeh Mamzer. A father is believed to say that the Ubar, the fetus in his wife's womb, is a Mamzer. And this is, why is this allowed? Don't we have this principle of Eina Dameseh Matzma Rasha? You can't just turn yourself into a Rasha, or you're not allowed to testify about a relative. So he learns it from the Pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Ki Seitze, Ki Es HaBachur Ben HaSunua Yakir Lases Bo Lases Lo Pishnayim. That's where a man is married to two women, and the one he dislikes more happens to have the Bechor. He has to give the Pishnayim, the double portion, to that child, even though it's the wife that he doesn't adore as much as the other one. And there the Pasuk says, Yakir, he should recognize, the father should recognize his son in order to give him Pishnayim, the double portion. So Yakir teaches us, Yakirenu la'acherim, he should make him recognizable to others. What does Rabbi Yehuda learn from that word Yakir? That a person is believed to say, Zebini Bechor. If Beis Din don't recognize him and don't know who he is, so the father is able to say, by the way, this son of mine is a Bechor. He's a Bechor to take Pishnayim in my Nachal, in my inheritance. Aha! And since from the word Yakir I learned that a father is believed to say about his son that this is my son who's the Bechor, he deserves double portion. Therefore, he's believed to say, this son of mine is a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, is the son of a Gerusha. of a divorce, they say, Kohen marrying of Grusha, the child is a Cholol. He's believed to say, my son is a Mamzer. All based on that. Ah, you'll say, Ein Adam Esim Asim HaRasha, you can't turn yourself into a Rasha. That's the Gzeras HaKosav. That's Pasuk telling us that this Pasuk Yakir overrides that. But this is all true regarding a son that a father is able to make him Pasul, based on Kol HaMamzer, as the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But that's in a case where, let's say, the son doesn't have his own children. But if his son has children, then Rabbi Yehuda admits that he's not Naaman, the father, grandfather's not Naaman to apostle them. Why? Because he can't apostle anybody. Because since he can't passel his grandchildren, Ben Beno, he's not even believed to disqualify his own son, because it makes no sense to say that the son is passel and the grandson is kosher. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the son has children, then the father can't passel either of them. Can't even passel the son, because he can't passel the grandchildren. And if he can't passel, and to just apostle the son, not the grandchildren, doesn't make any sense.